It's the rebirth of Common Sense Talk Radio. We are the Morning Jam.
8:06 on the Morning Jam, and we're so pleased to have Diana Schwartz. She's from the River District Association on Southside, doing some great things. Good morning, Diana.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me on today.
Oh, well, we're so glad to have you. We constantly are doing stories about what's going on in your area, and there's no area that's perfect, but you guys are making some pretty good strides as far as business and reaching out to your community. A lot of people doing a lot of great things, so we just want to tip our hats to you. Tell us what's going on currently. We have several things on our list here, the Dream Launch Entrepreneur Boot Camp again. What's at the top of the list for you?
My goodness. Thank you so much for the tip of the hat. You know, we're very lucky to have a fantastically collaborative community. While not easy, that's really been the key, I think, to moving us forward as rapidly as we have.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the Dream Launch Boot Camp and Pitch Competition, this will be the fourth year that the River District Association has conducted that. And I do believe that, of course, makes a difference because it teaches people who are interested in opening their own business, you know, launching your dream, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
It gives them the tools and the knowledge that they need over 6-week boot camp to do that. And then they're eligible to pitch. They can pitch for either funding to open a business in the River District, or now we've actually expanded again through collaboration with our Chamber of Commerce and Entrepreneurship Ecosystem to offer another pitch opportunity for people in the city or in the county, Pennsylvania County. So, you know, this year we have over $300,000 in incentives and cash available to help those entrepreneurs get their businesses open. And we're just thrilled and excited and thankful to the Department of Housing and Community Development for the additional funding to do it again this year.
Yeah. So you guys have a lot of construction going on and a lot of even repurposing of some older buildings with Caesars moving in. Tell us how that's been going here because, you know, we hear the stories of people can't find employees in construction. That was my background. And, you know, even finding service workers, you're getting ready here in the days ahead to open some pretty big places. And, you know, there's going to be a lot of job opportunities. And right now, as we've had the news stories almost daily, that there are shortage of workers. How's that been going for you guys?
So far, so good. I mean, we do, of course, experience the employment shortages just like everyone else across the country. We are not immune to that. I have to say, so far, our projects have all been going really well. You know, we've been through going through major revitalization of the River District downtown for quite a while. You know, in addition to the casino, which big news, and we're, you know, excited to see how that progresses and all the new things and resources and visitors that will bring to our community.
Mm-hmm.
But we can't forget that we've all got the rest of the city of Danville.
Sure.
So we also have the White Mill, the very large former Dan River Fabrics location on the Dan River, the 650,000 square foot former mill location.
Mm-hmm.
Is January. You know, that redevelopment will begin in January. We've got the Riverfront Park downtown. And of course, we're also very, very fortunate. We've recently received some grant funding again from the Department of Housing and Community Development to start to work in some other commercial neighborhood business districts that maybe have suffered historic disinvestment.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not just the casino. We're very, very fortunate. And then there's lots of industry, actually, in manufacturing, Morgan Olson being a great example of that are moving into the area as well. So we're booming, but yes, of course, we have to keep an eye on employment just like everyone else. And we feel like we have a great place to live.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really the charge of what we do at our organization, is make sure that we're creating a place where people want to be.
Sure.
And we do think we have that, and we believe more people will come into the area and take advantage of that.
Okay.
We really do love the work that you're doing there. Do you have any particular events that are coming up here in the next week or so? I know it's a very busy time for a lot of people. What do you have coming up immediately between now and Christmas?
It is, and thank you for asking. For our friends that are listening that have not yet had the opportunity to see what's happening in downtown Danville, you're in luck. Tomorrow night, we have our Christmas on the Plaza event from 5 to 9 in downtown Danville at the Fountain. And we will have Santa, selfies with Santa, hot chocolate, popcorn, and cookies, free for the kids, community entertainment, live local bands, There'll be a Luminaria trail walk along our Riverwalk trail downtown, nice. Thanks to Parks and Recreation. And we're actually having snow. And so the weather is going to be perfect for snow tomorrow. So we hope that people will come check out all of the activities, and they're completely free in downtown Danville.
Well, how great.
I notice when we get these storms that come up from the south, because Lynchburg tends to be pretty protected. They'll get it in Roanoke. They'll get it on the other side of the mountain in Shenandoah Valley. And we tend to dodge a lot of those. But when it comes up from the south and it's a major storm, I can pretty much count on getting the snow shovel out.
Right. That's exactly
well,
right.
You know, it's the great thing about it is it's going to snow in 70 degree weather. So, yeah. You know, obviously we're having a snow machine brought in for the kids to be able to enjoy. But,
it's all
you know, how many
you know.
Times can you say you got to play in the snow in December in 70 degree weather? So
well, just point
we're really excited to have everyone host everyone downtown.
Just point it our way and maybe the jet stream will bring some of that up.
Yeah,
to us,
that's
okay?
right.
If people... One can hope for sure. Although I'm not going to complain about the nice weather.
That's right. If anybody wants to get more information about the things that you all do have going on and how to become a part of it, where's the best place for them to go?
The best place to visit is the RiverDistrictAssociation.com website. There you can find out information about all of the different things that we have to offer in our community for both the people that live in it and our folks that visit it. We have some free walking tours through an app you can download that actually will connect you to downtowns across the United States called Districts, D-I-S-T-R-X. And that also has a lot of great information. And again, those free walking tours to, you know, enjoy the outside and the good weather while we have it.
I love it.
Awesome.
Well, we appreciate all that you're doing. Thanks for being a part of the Morning Jam. And we love telling your story on the South Side.
Well, we love the opportunity to tell it. So thank you so much for allowing me to come on and talk with you this morning.
All right.
Diana Schwartz from the River District Association. Once again, their website, riverdistrictassociation.com, all one word. Check it all out. Diana, have a great weekend, and I hope you have a good event that begins tomorrow with the snow.
Yes, we sure hope so. Thanks.
The Morning Jam with Janet Rose and Mark Lamb.